Before Silicon Valley was called Silicon Valley, it was known as the Valley of Heavenly Delights. In the mid-50s, this place was an agricultural paradise. Leslie Berlin is a historian at Stanford who specializes in the Valley. I met her last week at a donut shop in Mountain View.
One of the reasons that I love studying the history of Silicon Valley is it's like someone took the history of the United States and pressed fast forward.
In the 1950s, agriculture was king. In the 60s, manufacturing exploded. And then, in the 1980s, it collapsed.
And then you're in the sort of knowledge economy.
In the U.S., these transitions took place over centuries.
And in Silicon Valley, you see it happen over a period of 40 years, four decades, and you've gone from agriculture to information economy. And it's just, it makes your head spin.
We met here at this specific donut shop in Mountain View because it's right across the street from Intel's first silicon chip factory, or fab.
That's right. This is where they started building their chips. This is where Intel first started getting inside of all of the machines.
From 1968, when Intel launched this fab, until the mid-80s, more than 200,000 manufacturing jobs were created right around here. These were good jobs, really good jobs.
The mobility that these workers could experience was enormous. The demand for employees was so high that in 1979, the annual turnover at a semiconductor manufacturing facility was 50%.
To keep employees happy and on the job, Intel let them buy stock at a 15% discount. And then, in the 80s, global competition, automation, rising prices for labor and real estate drove chip manufacturing out of Silicon Valley. By 2008, Intel closed its last fab in the Valley, and now you can't find big plants like this anywhere near here. What happened to manufacturing here really isn't unique. It happened all over the country. But what happened next is different. The same venture capitalists that helped build Intel and Apple began betting on software and design. The knowledge economy exploded. The internet was created, then commercialized.
Many more people are becoming quite wealthy, which is great, but there are a lot of people stuck in only okay service jobs.
Tyler Cowen is an economist at George Mason University.
They struggle to pay the rents of Silicon Valley, so there's a thinning out of the middle class.
Segment 1.
Before Silicon Valley was called Silicon Valley, it was known as the Valley of Heavenly Delights. In the mid-50s, this place was an agricultural paradise. Leslie Berlin is a historian at Stanford who specializes in the Valley. I met her last week at a donut shop in Mountain View.
One of the reasons that I love studying the history of Silicon Valley is it's like someone took the history of the United States and pressed fast forward.
In the 1950s, agriculture was king. In the 60s, manufacturing exploded. And then, in the 1980s, it collapsed.
And then you're in the sort of knowledge economy.
In the U.S., these transitions took place over centuries.
Segment 2.
And in Silicon Valley, you see it happen over a period of 40 years, four decades, and you've gone from agriculture to information economy. And it's just, it makes your head spin.
We met here at this specific donut shop in Mountain View because it's right across the street from Intel's first silicon chip factory, or fab.
That's right. This is where they started building their chips. This is where Intel first started getting inside of all of the machines.
From 1968, when Intel launched this fab, until the mid-80s, more than 200,000 manufacturing jobs were created right around here. These were good jobs, really good jobs.
Segment 3.
The mobility that these workers could experience was enormous. The demand for employees was so high that in 1979, the annual turnover at a semiconductor manufacturing facility was 50%.
To keep employees happy and on the job, Intel let them buy stock at a 15% discount. And then, in the 80s, global competition, automation, rising prices for labor and real estate drove chip manufacturing out of Silicon Valley. By 2008, Intel closed its last fab in the Valley, and now you can't find big plants like this anywhere near here.
Segment 4.
What happened to manufacturing here really isn't unique. It happened all over the country. But what happened next is different. The same venture capitalists that helped build Intel and Apple began betting on software and design. The knowledge economy exploded. The internet was created, then commercialized.
Many more people are becoming quite wealthy, which is great, but there are a lot of people stuck in only okay service jobs.
Tyler Cowen is an economist at George Mason University.
They struggle to pay the rents of Silicon Valley, so there's a thinning out of the middle class.